Well, I'm delighted you've made it.
Yes, I do miss it when I can't come to worship. That's why Amy's by herself this morning.
Amy's...
on store. Alice is looking after Jack.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I expect I should have known that.
No.
Well, good for her. And good for you, Peggy. I hope you gained some strength from it.
It was a lovely service.
I'm very glad. You take care now.
Yeah, bye, Alan.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Mum.
Hello.
Suppose we ought to get back.
It's very kind of Alice to sit with Jack for me.
Oh, don't be daft.
But I do appreciate it.
Oh, Mum, Alice were all for spending half her time working at the hotel last week. She can easily spare a couple of hours. Goodness, is that mine? I thought I switched it off.
You're lucky it didn't go off in church.
Yeah, aren't I just? Oh, hello, Alice.
Mum.
Everything all right? We're on our way back.
Granddad, I don't know where he is.
What?
Well, I thought he was in the bedroom, but I can't find him now.
All right.
I was only listening to my iPod.
No, Alice, listen, calm down. What do you mean you thought he was in the bedroom?
He said he was having a lie down. I thought he was asleep.
And he's not anywhere in the house?
No.
Right. Well, let's not worry yet. Why don't you try calling Grey Gables? He might have wandered up there.
Okay.
And we'll start looking around the village.
I'm sorry.
Oh, stop that. We'll find him. Now, look, just stay in phone contact.
What's the matter, Jennifer? Is Jack all right?
Well, Alice thought he was asleep and... she can't find him, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
No, don't panic, Mum.
Peggy, Jennifer, is everything okay?
No. Jack's gone missing.
Well, where's Alice looked?
Well, just in the house. He's probably only round the corner.
Oh, why didn't I lock the front door?
Is there anything I can do to help? Any idea where he might have gone?
No, not really. But it's not as though he can walk a long way.
Jennifer, he could be anywhere.
Hey, now,
Mum. Peggy, really, we'll go and look for him. Don't worry. I'm sure we'll find him in no time.
Just a second more. That's it.
Morning.
Oh, hi. There you go.
So how's it all going?
Well, I've been up since 5. I'm still only on my second cup of coffee.
Wow. Well, it must be going well.
I'm quite enjoying myself.
Dermatitis?
Yeah, it's not a bad case, though. Go on.
Right, well, the kids are all up and dressed.
I know. Pip came out to give me a hand.
Did she?
Just for half an hour while I was milking.
Oh, she must have been up before me then.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Why, what do you mean?
You were in such a deep sleep when I left, I don't think you even stirred when the alarm went off.
Well...
it's not a criticism.
Didn't drop off till about 2. You're right, though, I did sleep well after that. Should have got up, but... was having such a nice lie-in.
Without me there hugging the duvet, you mean?
No.
It's all right. I'm glad you got some rest.
So... have you washed down the parlour?
Not yet.
If you want, I'm happy to.
No, that's okay.
What about cleaning out the feed troughs? Do you need me to do that?
David, I can do it.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't...
No, it's fine.
Look, it's just that I...
No, I'll leave you to it.
David, please, don't go. It was very kind of you to offer.
I'm going
to
check the sheet.
David!
So where are you now?
I've just brought Mum back to the lodge. We thought someone ought to be here in case he comes home.
Right, okay. Look, I've just got back to the church too. He's not down by the river.
Okay.
I thought I'd follow the footpath round and take it up to the golf course.
Oh, all right, Alan. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll keep in touch.
Oh, but wait a minute.
What?
Just heard the front door. Oh, no, sorry. It's just Alice coming back from the cricket ground.
No sign.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, then.
Look, now she's back, we'll leave Mum here and go up to the country park. Look, why don't we meet you up there?
Well, that's an idea.
We'll be coming from the opposite direction, so if Jack has taken himself up there...
Yeah, we've got more chance of catching him.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. Right you are, I'm on my way. If we both stick to the same footpath.
Yeah, okay, we will. Bye.
Bye. Come on, God. Give us a break here.
Did I put it somewhere? Peggy would have written it on the paper.
Jack! Jack, there you are.
What? Oh,
goodness.
What? I'm sorry.
Oh. You're a bit late though, mate. The morning service finished about an hour ago.
I was only sitting on the bench.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I've been all over the place looking for you.
Me?
You must be freezing. Do you want my coat?
I think I'll just...
Jack!
I'm going to go home.
What?
Thank you. I can find my way.
Don't be daft. Look, come on, I'll take it.
Let go of me.
Jack, it's all right. It's only me. Alan.
Alan?
Yes. Alan Franks. Look, I'm the vicar here. Look, I've got my dog collar on.
Oh.
No leash today, I'm afraid, but...
The vicar?
Yes.
Oh.
Come on. You're going to catch your death of cold out here. Come on, let me take you home. To Peggy.
Hello?
David!
Is it all right to come in?
Yeah, of course. Come in. Sheep okay?
Yeah, no problems. You?
Fine. Listen, I'm sorry about earlier. I didn't mean to sound as if I don't want your help.
Well, you don't, though.
No. It's just... I'm going to be doing this every day now. You know what? I've got to get back into a routine.
Yeah, sure.
I just wanted, on my first day, to know that I can manage.
You know you can manage.
I know, but... Well, in any case, you've got enough to deal with the other stock. I can't expect you to leap in and help whenever I get a bit behind.
Yeah, okay.
You do understand.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Good. The last thing I want you to think is that I don't want you around.
No, I know. And I have to say...
What?
You do look at home.
Really?
Yeah, you look as if you belong here.
It has made me realise how much I missed working with the cows. Day to day, you know?
Yeah.
Feels like old times. Well, I'm nearly finished too.
Right. Well, I won't hold you up any longer.
No,
I'll see you later.
It's fine. Okay, then. Bye.
Oh, Jack, your poor feet.
Come on, let's get those slippers off.
Didn't you feel they were getting wet?
I don't know.
Here's a towel.
Oh, thanks, Jennifer.
I couldn't tie the laces.
Tea for everyone?
Oh, that would be grand.
Oh, yes, please.
How about that, Jack? A nice hot cuppa, eh?
All right.
Yes, Alice. 5 teas.
Okay.
That'll get us warmed up, won't it?
Oh, Alan, really, you shouldn't be doing that.
Have I caused some trouble?
No.
Of course you haven't, dear.
That's better, isn't it? Nice dry feet.
Oh, thank you, Alan.
Yes, thank you, Alan.
Now, Jack, are you warming up a bit?
Oh, yes, thank you. I'd like a cup of tea, though.
Alice is making you one.
Okay, then.
I'll just go and get you a fresh pair of socks.
Righty-ho.
Oh, Peggy, here's his wet slippers. Where would you like me to put them?
Oh, thank you. I'll put them in the airing cupboard.
Peggy?
Mm-hmm?
Are you okay?
Yes. He's back now.
No, really. You must have been very worried there for a while.
It gave me a scare.
And I can see how hard this is for you. It's not as if it's a situation that affords you much privacy.
Well, I'm just not going to be able to leave him alone anymore. Not if he's going to get distressed.
Peggy.
That's fine, though.
No.
He needs me, Alan.
I know he does. But you can't let yourself be imprisoned by this.
I know.
You've got your family. You know you can depend on them.
They've got their own lives, though.
You must allow people to help you.
Of course. And I'm very grateful to you, Alan. To everyone who helped look for him.
Have you thought about maybe finding Jack some alternative care?
No. I'm not putting him in a home.
No, it's not what I'm suggesting.
I have thought about that. But when we come to that stage, the money's there, I will get home care help.
Yeah, but in the meantime, perhaps a few hours a week at a day centre. I know a couple of great places in Borchester.
Oh, Alan... I'm not sure. I don't think he'd like it.
Might be good for Jack to interact with other people.
Not with strangers. He gets very confused. As I say, if I do need some help, a private nurse might be better.
Look, you'd only have to take him the once, just to see what it's like.
Well,
the stimulation might really help.
I'll think about it.
Well, I hope so. Because it's not just about what's best for Jack.
I know.
You need to give yourself a break too, Peggy. You're not going to be much good to him if you're tired and overwrought.
Alan, it's not really that terrible.
No, exactly. So don't let it get that way.
Hey, come on. It's not that bad.
I just don't want to let Gran down.
And you haven't.
Of course I have. This is all my fault.
It's okay, no harm's been done.
If I hadn't have had my headphones on.
You didn't want to wake Jack.
You're so stupid.
Look, darling, we've all just got to remember that looking after Jack now, it's like taking care of a small child. And that's hard because we remember what he used to be like. Still is a lot of the time. He hates depending on anyone.
It's like he's slowly disappearing. It's horrible.
I know, darling. Well, there's nothing we can do except be there for him and Gran.
Are you sure she's not upset with me?
No. She knows how difficult Jack can be. You're a star for helping. Come on, let's find the tray and let's take this through.
Oh, hello.
Jack, what are you doing? You should be sitting down.
Hey, no, I was going to make a cup of tea.
It's all done.
Is it?
Yes, yes. Go on back through.
Oh, and,
It's Alice.
Alice, yes. You're here.
Yes, Grandad.
Are you all right? You look as though you've been...
No, I'm fine.
Oh, whatever's the matter, sweetheart?
Nothing.
She's just feeling a bit low, aren't you, darling?
Yeah, I'm just stressed, you know, A-levels.
Now, they're nothing to get worried about.
Well...
Look at me. I've never passed an exam in my life. And you've got 10 times the brains I have.
Grandad.
Oh, come here. I don't like to see you making yourself upset. That's better, isn't it?
Mm.
You've got nothing to worry about.
I know.
Really, you haven't. Trust me. Everything's going to be fine.
Dad! Do you like Doctor Who?
Mind yourself.
I like Doctor Who. I want to be him.
Really?
You could be my assistant. You can help me defeat the Daleks.
That sounds great, Josh, but look,
I've got a sonic screwdriver.
Josh? In the meantime, do you think you could help me and get Dan off the sofa? Oh, all right, George. Look, that's a good lad. Yeah, I'm just in here, Ruth. Come on, sweetheart. No? Well, then you have the fire engine and George, you can have the racing car. Better?
Ah, here you are. How are you getting on?
All right, I think.
Wow, it hasn't been as tidy in here since we decorated it.
Really?
Hey, boys. You been good for Emma?
She's going to be my assistant.
Is that so?
Yeah, apparently.
Well, that sounds like fun. Seriously, though, have they been behaving for you?
Fine, although... Look, I'm sorry, I've not been able to get through everything on your list.
Oh, don't worry.
I have done the kitchen. It's cleaned and tidy.
I saw.
And the first load is in the tumble dryer, and I've done the bathroom and the downstairs toilet.
Oh, you're an angel. I did feel a bit guilty dropping you in it with the kids.
No, don't worry. It would be worse timing, really, starting this new regime with the herd just as half-term December. Oh, honestly, Ruth, it's been fine. I've quite enjoyed it.
Well, thanks. It's such a relief to have someone I can rely on.
So how do you think you're going to manage for the rest of the week?
Oh, well, Phil and Jill are going to take the boys out for a couple of days, and Pip's going round to Izzy's, and you're coming in again on Friday.
Yep.
And I am a bit stuck on Wednesday, though.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, sure.
I don't suppose you're free, are you? I wouldn't expect you to do any housework. But just keep an eye on the kids.
Yeah, come and see us.
Wednesday. Well, I'm not doing anything.
Oh, hi,
Will. Say you'll come.
Okay, I'll come.
Emma, Will's here for George.
Oh, okay.
Go on through.
Thanks. Hello?
Oh, hi, Will. We're just in here.
Oh, Christopher, come on.
No.
Don't be silly.
I told you.
Open the suitcase. You haven't even finished packing yet.
Then leave me alone so I can do it.
I only want to check you've packed everything properly. All those new clothes we bought.
They're in there, okay?
When did you get that hoodie? Don't remember buying that.
Mum.
You know, I don't like you wearing those.
It doesn't make me a criminal. I'm not going to rob the village shop.
Christopher, that's not even funny.
Sorry.
And I'm sure looking like that's not going to impress Nisha's parents. Oh. You have folded everything neatly, haven't you? If you're going to be going out for fancy suppers, you don't want to be sat there in crumpled clothes.
Mum.
You need to look smart.
Look, there's a maid at the chalet. She'll do my ironing, okay?
Oh. Oh, well, yeah, of course. Well, make sure you leave your clothes out in good time.
I will.
Oh, Christopher.
What?
Your wash bag. Did you remember to put in your chapstick?
No.
You know how you get cracked lips?
No, give me that.
What? What's the matter with you?
Mum, please, would you just get out? How would you like it if I started poking around in your stuff?
I'm only trying to make sure you've got everything. It's not my fault you left your packing so late. Oh, look at the time. Nisha's parents will be here any minute.
Then stop fussing and let me finish.
All right. Now, what do you think they'll prefer? Tea or coffee?
How would I know?
Well, you've been to their house. You know what they drink. I expect if they have coffee, they'll want it freshly brewed. I'd better get down the cafetiere.
You do that.
Yeah.
Why don't you polish the teacups as well?
Christopher?
I'm sorry, but I'm sure they won't care what you give them.
Well, I do. This'll be the first time they've ever come to the house. We need to make a suitable impression.
Is that you all strapped in, matey?
Right, his bib and cup are in the bag and his toys are under the pushchair.
And spare nappies? Oh, in the bag?
Yeah.
I must say, I'm very impressed. You've got this down to a fine art.
We're well rehearsed.
We're going to have fun this afternoon, eh, George? Right, we'll start with a bit of lunch and then if the weather holds, we might go down to the playground. when do you want him back?
Well, I'm at Jack's this afternoon, so I won't be back until 6, maybe 6:30, so you can give him his tea as well, if you like.
Oh. What do you think of that, George? Do you think you'll be able to stomach that much of Daddy's cooking?
Yeah, he has got a bit of a sniffle, so make sure you keep him wrapped up warm.
Sure. Let's go, then.
Nice to see you, Will.
Yeah, you too.
I'll get the door.
Oh, thanks. Say bye-bye to Mummy.
Bye, sweetheart. Have a nice time.
Ah, Usha's here.
I'll see you later.
You be good for Daddy.
Ah, that's nice.
What's that?
You and Will. Really pleased to see the pair of you getting on so well these days.
Not so sure about that.
Really? Well, you seem to be.
Well, maybe.
And I mean, after everything you've been through, it's just great that you've been able to put all that behind you.
Yeah, I guess.
Even if it's only for George's sake.
Wow. Yeah.
Hi there, Will.
That is the main reason. I suppose we are getting on better, though.
You are. You can talk to each other. Some separated couples can't even do that. Usha, hi!
Hiya!
Listen, I'm probably going to have to go too.
Oh, of course.
I'm sorry I didn't get everything done.
Don't be daft.
But I need to nip home and then I've got to get into Borchester.
Sure, you've done a great job. Come on in.
Hi Emma.
Hiya.
Oh, of course, now I understand why Will's here. Ruth told me you were helping her.
Yeah. Well, look, I better just go and get my stuff.
Okay. And thanks for agreeing to come over on Wednesday. Josh will be so happy.
No, that's all right.
Sorry, I didn't mean
no,
to.
No, she had to go anyway. How are you?
Well, you know, it's amazing how much work you can get done in a single morning when no one interrupts you.
Well done.
I've been able to get through so many files.
Oh, give us your call.
Thanks. What about you?
Oh, well.
You okay?
Yeah. Let's go through to the kitchen.
Right.
It'll have to be a quick lunch, I'm afraid. I haven't got a lot of time.
Oh, that's fine. I can't be too long either.
It's not as if there's anything new to tell you anyway.
You will call when you get there, won't you?
Yes.
And you've got your passport?
Yes, I've got it. Bye then.
All right. Bye.
Oh, Chris, I'll see you.
Have a wonderful time.
So, it's Venetia's parents, is it?
Yeah.
Do you think their car's big enough?
I know. It's lovely, isn't it? Such a shame they didn't want to come inside.
Yeah.
Bye! Bye!
Look, Mum, can I get past? I need to change into my Jack's uniform.
Wave!
You what?
Smile and wave! Come on! We should have given the car a wash.
didn't realise you were coming back home.
I do apologise.
Filthy.
Well, I've had a fairly crazy morning.
Oh.
Yeah, what with the kids being home, I didn't get half the stuff done Ruth wanted.
Right.
She was very nice, though. She's asked me to come in again on Wednesday to take care of Ben and Josh.
Keep waving, Emma.
I do hope Chris behaves himself.
I do want him to make a good impression.
Right, so that's where I'll be on Wednesday. I'll be over at Brookfield.
You don't think there's any reason they didn't want to come in? Nisha said something about jams on the motorway. They didn't want to be late for checking.
Well, then that is probably it.
Oh, I do hope so. You can stop now.
At last.
I'd hate them to think there was something wrong with us.
Mum? If they did, then that would make them very rude and nasty people.
Oh, no. I'm sure they're delightful.
No, there's only one rude person round here.
What's that?
Oh, nothing. Well, whatever. They've gone now.
Yeah.
So, is there any chance I could get inside?
Well, I think it's amazing, after everything Will and Emma have been through.
They were practically children when they got married. They've done a lot of growing up.
Exactly. They've been so mature, don't you think?
I suppose, compared with some of the juveniles I have to deal with.
Maybe time's the great healer after all.
Maybe. This smells delicious.
Thanks.
What is it again?
Spicy winter vegetable soup. It's tomatoes, potato, chickpeas.
Lovely.
Oh, salt and pepper.
Oh, don't worry, Ruth.
No, I'll get it.
So, where's David?
Out on the farm. He took sandwiches.
Is he still spending all his evenings tinkering on the tractor?
Every spare moment. I just don't know what to do anymore. If he's not in that workshop and he's on the computer searching for parts. Salt?
Not for me.
Right. And I mean, I've thought about what you said the other day about him needing some space. But, I don't know.
Well, I didn't mean you should accept him ignoring it.
No. And in fairness to him, he was quite sweet yesterday.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. He came to see how I was getting on in the parlour. He said I looked like I belonged there.
I'm not sure that's a good thing, is it?
Not, no.
Yeah, I know.
He meant that I belonged on the farm, that I looked at home in the parlour.
Oh, right.
See what I mean, though? I'm clinging on to these tiny little shreds of hope.
Have you thought any more about Valentine's Day?
No. I think we'll just have to let it pass without comment.
Ruth!
I know you think I should do something. But if it is really space he's after, what can I do?
Oh, I wish I'd never said that. Look, yeah, maybe David does need some space, but what about you, Ruth? You need to know that this marriage is going somewhere.
It'd be nice.
You can't keep on being the penitent party. It's not fair on you, and it's not fair on David, actually. But relationships don't work if one person has all the power.
What do you think I should do, then?
Oh, I don't know. Well, it doesn't have to be anything fabulous, just something that's going to make David sit up and notice you and, well, perhaps remember he wasn't entirely blameless himself.
Oh, I'm not sure, Usha.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
What if he says no yet again? Where does that leave us?
Well, is it any better, the pair of you pretending Valentine's Day isn't even happening? Listen. David's still here, isn't he?
Yeah.
So it's been a long time now. Don't you think that if he was going to walk out, he would have done it by now?
I...
And he did say he wanted to work it out, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Then maybe he just needs a helping hand.
You still need to take it easy.
Oh! Watch out!
Oh! Sid! Oh, dear. Are you okay?
Jenny, what have you done?
Well, I didn't mean to.
Sid! Yeah, I'm fine.
Well, how was I to know he was behind the door?
No, it's my fault.
No, I'm so sorry. Are you sure you're all right?
Yes, awesome boy.
Oh, good.
I should put these posters up before we opened anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Can't be Shrove Tuesday already.
Next week, I'm afraid.
Well, now come on, Brian, let's get you sitting down.
Oh, don't fuss, Jenny.
What?
Nothing. Come on.
You've got to look after yourself. We've just come back from the osteopath. Brian's had some treatment.
Oh, dear. Bad back, Brian?
No. Well, yes, I mean, it was.
Yeah, you've got to be careful when you get to our age. Well, it's why I make sure I do a bit of yoga every morning. Just some stretches.
Sid, do you?
In fact, I know an exercise that might be very good for you, Brian.
It's fine, really.
Yeah, what you do is, look, you stand on your tiptoe with your arms stretched out in front of it.
I think the osteopath's done the trick,
and then you
actually
pick a spot on the wall straight ahead, and keeping your eyes fixed on that,
honestly,
you swivel your body slowly to the left.
That's marvellous.
And slowly to the right.
Ah, well, I'll bear it in mind, Sid, but in the meantime, I can do the pine.
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course.
Oh, Brian.
I'll just stick this up.
Whenever you're ready.
Oh, thank you, Sid. You know, you should consider yoga.
I said so, didn't I?
We all need to stay limber.
Right. Let's see.
Oh! Oh, Sid, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
I didn't know you were there.
No, I'm fine.
Oh, dear me.
Yeah, go on through.
Well, actually, it's you I've come to see. I had a great idea to raise money for the cricket team.
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, let me just put this poster up.
It's something I thought the pub could do for Pancake Day. Oh.
It's just so sad to see it like this.
Trees fall, Nigel.
Look at the damage it's done. That birch must have come down with it.
Oh, that's a shame, but there ain't nothing much we can do.
So what are you saying, mate?
Well, it's like I said to you. You do need to think carefully about your replanting. No one really knows what the weather's going to do they?
Oh, dear.
I mean, we're lucky up here. I mean, south of England, they're talking about dieback on their beech trees on a regular basis now.
I remember Camilla and I used to play in these woods. It was like our own secret kingdom, you know? We'd build dens and climb in the branches.
Oh, yeah. My mother was always calling me down out of trees.
And then we'd cut our names into the side of the beeches. Naughty, I know. But such lovely smooth bark.
It's a temptation.
You wouldn't be able to find them now. But our names, they're inside some of these trees, Mike.
Mm. Well, don't let Lily and Freddie do that. I don't want to risk the trees getting diseased.
The beeches, faithful guardians of your flame, bear in their wounded trunks Inoni's name. And as the trunks, so still the letters grow.
Right?
Ovid.
Oh, right. I know they mean a lot to you, Nigel, and you could replant with beeches, but down south I read they're looking at things like home oak.
Oh, no, surely not.
It's a Mediterranean species. Maybe we won't need to do it up here, but it's getting to be more of a gamble.
Mediterranean?
Yeah. Well, we don't know how much warmer and drier it'll get in the long term, and you're planting long term with trees, see?
I can't bear it.
I know they're not everyone's favourite.
No, but the thought of there not being any beech trees in the park. I mean, home oak's evergreen, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's right, yeah.
What about those magnificent autumn displays?
Well, it ain't going to happen overnight. You'll have all the rest of these for a good while, yeah?
It's criminal, that's what I call it.
Yeah, but we've got to plan ahead. No point putting our heads in the sand.
No, honestly, Shula. All we was going to do was have pancakes in the restaurant.
Oh, well, you still can, surely.
Oh, definitely.
Apart from anything else, we'll need some for the race. And I'm sure people will stay on for tea.
Yeah, that'd be grand. So, you said you'd checked it out with the rest of the fundraising committee?
Yeah, I thought I'd run it past Neil and Haley before I asked you.
And what did they say?
They seemed very happy.
Well, I should think so. Yeah, it's a great idea. Flipping pancakes on cricket bat. How did you think of it?
I thought you'd think I was mad. But at least it's something to do with cricket.
It's brilliant. We'll need to borrow a fair few bats, though.
Oh, Alistair said he'd sort that out.
Oh, well, there we are.
I thought we could hold it in the car park and start early so the children can get involved.
Perfect.
And we'll have a raffle as well, and collection buckets.
Now, what about the race itself? Is the idea to charge people to enter?
Yes. We could do sponsorship, but...
There's not enough time.
Time, exactly. Time.
Right. Well, seems like it's all pretty much sorted. I just need to redo the posters.
Oh, no, Sid, I'll do that.
No, don't be deaf.
No, I must. I'm making you throw away the ones you've already done.
It's no trouble.
Really, I'll ask Daniel to help me with it. Now I'd better let you get on.
Well, thanks for dropping by. I'm made up we're having a proper event.
Good.
Let's just hope it raises some cash, eh?
Look, I'm perfectly comfortable, Jenny. I don't need mollycoddling.
Okay, fine. But you'll be upset if you can't get on that plane next week, won't you? Won't you?
Yes, I will.
I'm sorry, darling. You can't just expect your body to carry on like it used to.
Yeah, you're right. I've certainly had my fill of being the lammy.
I know, it's hard work.
Really didn't enjoy it when Adam was away.
Well, then maybe you ought to start appreciating him a bit more. Not take him so much for granted.
Yeah.
You're lucky to have him to rely on.
Hello. Can I just lay your table?
Yeah, yes, of course.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
How's your mum and Jack?
Oh.
We were all very worried to hear about him going missing on Sunday.
Yes, that did give us a bit of a fright, but... No, they're fine now, thanks, Sid.
Yeah, it's terrible, but I think these things are going to happen more and more often.
Yes.
It's so sad, though. When you think of everything Jack's done for the village.
I know.
I mean, me and Shirley were just discussing raising money for the village cup. Hey, forget it was Jack who donated the land for the cricket ground in the first place.
That's true.
And half the money for the pavilion. How long ago would that have been?
Oh, goodness me, it would be a while.
I reckon it must be over 20 years.
Oh, do you think?
It was 1982.
What?
1982.
How did you know that?
Well, I remember. We had like a barn dance thingy. And a bonfire. In fact, I think it was probably November the 5th.
Yes, I do remember that now.
It's a fundraiser for the other half of the pavilion.
That's very impressive, Brian.
Are you sure it was 82?
Yes, it was the same year I compared the Christmas Review.
He's right, you know.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, my back might be rickety, darling, but my brain's still functioning.
And yet, for some reason, I still have to remind you when my birthday is.
Yeah. All right, Nigel. Well, I'll come back next week to clear the paths a bit.
Okay. And we leave the fallen trees where they are?
Oh, yeah. Fantastic habitat. And you put your mind to what you'd like to replant with.
I will.
Okay, then. I'll be in touch.
Bye, Mike.
Oh, bye, Elizabeth.
See you.
So, how did it go? Did you have a nice morning?
What?
Well, you normally enjoy going on your excursions. Bye!
Lizzie?
Yeah?
You know how one always wants better for one's children?
Yes.
I mean, a better life than the one we've had.
Yeah, of course. Isn't that natural?
What if we can't do that for Lily and Freddie?
What?
What if... You know, that's it. We've had the best of everything.
What are you talking about? Only the estate's in a much better state than when you inherited it.
No. That's not what I mean.
Then you're going to help me out, darling. You're being a little vague.
Mike and I were looking at the beech trees.
Mm.
He was talking about global warming. Maybe not replanting them.
Oh.
And perhaps using varieties that are better suited to drier conditions. That's what he said.
I see. Well, then perhaps Lily and Freddie will be basking underneath palm trees.
I'm serious, Lily. We've got no idea what sort of world we're giving to our children.
Are you all right, Nigel?
You know, sometimes I think we've been fortunate in the time we've lived.
I wasn't aware it was over yet.
No. But I haven't had a fight in any wars, and I've benefited from medicine and technology.
Well, there was a Cold War.
Yes, but I mean in everyday life. We live like emperors. And at what cost?
Nigel...
We can travel anywhere we want. Eat food from anywhere.
Let's go inside and have a cup of tea.
No.
Nigel, I don't know where you're going with this. I agree with you. It is very worrying. But where are you going now?
I'm going down to the vines.
At least they might have a chance in the future.
See you, Brian. Jennifer.
Bye, Sid. Yeah, it's all right.
See you on Friday.
So, come on, then. When do you think it was?
Oh, give us a chance.
Well, do you remember it?
Oh, vaguely. I remember the pavilion appeal. Well, it was while I was still playing.
Time's nearly up.
Oh, I don't know. 1984.
No, sorry. 82.
Hey, well, I was very close.
That would be £2.30, please.
Oh, I reckon I should at least get half a pint free.
Yeah, those weren't the rules.
Oh.
Right, I'll tell you what, though.
Hmm?
If you put the money in the village cup bottle, you can have it.
Well, I suppose that's fair enough.
Amazing, though, isn't it? 25 years.
Cheers.
I was thinking maybe we should do something to mark the anniversary.
Hmm?
You know, show Jack how grateful we are to him for donating the land.
Well, if you're going to do something, you ought to do it soon. Well, the sense of it, his mind's running away fast, poor bloke.
Yeah. Well, I did wonder about naming the pavilion after him, but, well, I don't know. I mean, it's a bit like a memorial, don't you reckon? Like he's already gone.
Well, I don't know.
Hmm. Well, the other thing was, we could make him an honorary life member of the cricket club. The annual dinner's in a few weeks' time, we can do it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, if the other members agree.
Or you could do both.
Huh?
Well, give him the life membership, but... No, I reckon you should name the pavilion after him as well.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah. That'd be something he could go and have a look at. See his name up there, remind himself.
You don't think it's a bit...
No. Look. None of us know when we're going to shuffle off, do we? It's best to let people know how you feel about them while they're still around.
Yeah, that's true.
A pavilion ain't going to be no good to Jack when he's got his wings. But it might just put a smile on his face while we've still got him.
Hi! Oh, hi, Ruth.
Hi, guys.
Wow, what have you got there?
Sausage and smiley faces.
Did you ask Emma to cook that for you?
Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. It's her favourite. Excuse me, Emma.
Sure, sorry.
So, how was today?
Oh, all right.
We've had lots of fun. We went to the playground and played on the swing.
And then we played hide and seek.
Yeah, but that was only for a little while.
I made Emma a Valentine's Day card.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's very sweet of you, Josh. I'm sure Emma was delighted.
Absolutely.
Told you, didn't I? I wasn't expecting to get one.
Hi there.
David, I didn't realise you were in.
No, I've been working through the cattle passports.
Right. Well, maybe we should have supper ourselves. Emma, I'm sure you're ready to get going.
I'll just finish this for you.
Actually, Ruth, I had a sandwich a couple of hours ago.
Oh.
And the new hydraulic linkage for the tractor arrived this morning, so I thought I'd go and assemble it.
I see.
But you have something, though. Don't get hungry waiting for me.
No, I wasn't going to.
All right.
Yeah, you do what you need to do.
Oh, you've seen the posters, then?
Yes, Daniel showed me.
Don't you think he's done a wonderful job?
Yeah. I told him I thought it was really eye-catching. Tie.
The only thing I really had to do was check the text. Oh.
What's the matter?
I've almost run out of lipstick.
Oh, should have said. I'd have known what to get you.
Oh, the flowers were lovely, thank you. Yes, I'm going to take the posters round to Sid tomorrow, and Fallon's agreed to deliver the flyers.
Right.
And Stuart's going to put a notice about Pancake Day at the Bull in the school newsletter on Friday.
Well, that's great. Though, it did occur to me, what if we get knocked out of the cup in our first match?
Well, of course you won't.
Oh, don't be so sure. If we get Paxley...
Well, if that happens, then we'll just transfer our support to the league. Doesn't mean you won't use the new kit.
I suppose.
The purple one.
What?
The purple tie. You always look nice in that.
Oh, well, in that case... Oh, no, where's my phone?
In your work trousers?
Bathroom. What time's the table booked at Grey Gables?
7:30. You got it?
Yes.
When I called Sid today, I suggested he might want to speak to Auntie Peggy. You know, about this idea to name the pavilion after Jack. It's a nice idea, but I just want to make sure Jack will be okay about it.
Hmm?
Sid agreed. He's going to pop round to the lodge to... Alistair, what is it? Who's it from?
Patrick at Valley Farm. They've got a horse with a tear under its leg.
Oh, but you're not on call tonight.
No, but whoever's covering's on another job, so... I'm sorry, it shouldn't take very long. You stay here.
No.
I'm sorry, I can't leave it.
No, of course. I'll come with you. Oh, no. Don't want to add that word.
I'm telling you, I'm knackered. Spending all day running around after them two. It's worse than a day at Jack's.
Oh, I know. So you could do with a quiet night in tonight, then?
Don't worry, Mum. I'll be fine on my own. I hope it's not going to be like this at Brookfield every time. I'm not sure I'll be able to stick it.
No. As soon as Josh and Ben are back at school, it'll settle down, then.
Now, go and meet Dad at the ball.
Okay, okay. Oh, that was sweet, wasn't it? Josh giving you a Valentine's card. Oh, he's really taken to you, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that was quick. What? Message failed.
Mum.
Oh. Oh, it's all right. I can send it again.
Well, why don't you just leave it?
What?
Well, how many messages have you sent to Chris now?
I only want to know he's okay. He did promise he'd call when they got to Davos.
Well, we would have heard if anything had happened.
I know, but it'd be nice to know how he's getting on.
Mum.
What?
You don't think he might be a bit embarrassed? His mother constantly calling him.
No, but I...
I'm sure he's having a great time. Now go and do the same.
But I...
Leave.
Oh, all right. Now, you will be all right, won't you?
I told you. It'd be nice. Just me and George.
Right. Now, you're welcome to have some of my chocolates.
Thank you.
I shouldn't eat them all.
Well, have a lovely evening.
Yeah. And we won't be back too late.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, love.
Right then. Georgie?
Bad news, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
Whatever she caught herself on, the wound's quite deep.
Yeah.
It's right in her armpit.
So, what do you need to do?
Well, I'll have to put a layer of sutures underneath the skin, and it'll mean sedating her, which also
I
means...
I thought as much.
I'm so sorry.
It doesn't matter.
But we're already 10 minutes late. I'll try to be as quick as I can.
Darling, don't be ridiculous. You can't rush just for the sake of not missing a fancy meal.
You sure?
Yes.
I'll do something special to make it up to you.
Alistair, it can't be helped. Now, is there anything I can do?
What? No, no.
I'd rather be useful.
But you're all dressed up.
Yeah, so are you.
Yes, but... No, you can't. Stay in the car.
Right, that's it.
What?
I'm helping.
Shula?
We were going to spend the evening together, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Now, is there anything I can carry?
I suppose.
Well, show me.
All right. But first things first.
What?
You're having my overalls.
David? Can I come in? Sorry to intrude. I've left Pip looking after the boys. They're in bed.
Oh, right.
How's it going?
Okay, I guess.
I was thinking... I wondered if you fancied having a drink together.
Oh.
I've bought a bottle of wine.
Oh, all right.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
No,
but
no.
I've opened it now.
No, wine would be nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, great. Pour us a glass.
Okay.
So, how are you getting on?
Oh, almost there, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, tell me.
I'm sorry you don't want to spend the evening talking about hydraulics.
Who says I don't? Go on, I'd like to know what you've been doing.
Well, if you insist.
I do. Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Is it okay if I sit on the tractor?
Yeah. Of course it is.
Might as well be comfy. So, come on then. Show me what you've been up to.
There, there. Good girl. You're doing really well. How are you getting on?
Not too bad. That's the sutures done.
Oh, it's all right.
I wish Patrick would get back. Need someone to hold the torch.
Oh, sorry, I can't really.
No, no, you stay there. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Besides, I'm enjoying the view.
What?
Reckon you must be the most glamorous assistant I've ever had.
Would you stop taking the mick?
I'm not.
It was bad enough you couldn't stop laughing when I couldn't get my skirt into your overalls.
Well, you're in them now. Very nice you look too.
Alistair.
In fact, I quite like it. Very sexy with your earrings and your makeup on.
Enough!
I'm serious. You look beautiful.
Well, thank you. I like watching you work too. Seeing you do what you do.
Thank you.
It reminds me of the time we went to Grange Farm to attend to that sick cow.
Hmm?
That was Valentine's Day too.
Oh, yes. Well, if I remember rightly, I went home very happy that day.
Just goes to show you.
What's that?
You can have the most romantic of times in the most unexpected places.
See, the most important part is that the fork assembly pivots at this point here near the top.
Okay.
And that is mounted on a link that's connected to the top link.
I think I understand.
So that when you pull the control lever forwards, the valve is pulled.
Oh, I don't know.
Backwards.
It's a good job I only have to use these things.
Yeah, it's an ingenious piece of kit.
You're really getting a kick out of this, aren't you?
Oh, it's fascinating. Do you want a top up?
Please. It's just a shame it means you're out of the house so much. I mean, I'm really pleased that you've got a project to work on and I can see how much you're enjoying it.
Ruth.
But I miss you, David. It's lonely sitting on my own night after night. David?
Yeah.
I love you. It would be nice if we could actually start doing some things together, wouldn't it? Please, David, say something.
Ruth.
I can't tell what you're thinking.
See, doing up this tractor, it helps me. I don't know, I suppose it gives me something to focus on.
I can understand that.
I know, and you're right, we do need to start doing things together. But I'll tell you what, Pip's birthday, yeah? Why don't we go out for the day, do something as a family?
Okay. She's having friends over on Saturday.
Oh.
But we can do something on Sunday.
Well, all right. We'll ask her what she'd like to do. Maybe we could go to the safari park. Or the IMAX, we keep saying we should do that.
Fine.
Okay, then.
But...
What?
It's not just about the kids. When I said about us doing things together, I meant us.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's,
Yeah?
It's not... I'm not trying to avoid you, you know. It's complicated.
Yeah.
It's been really good for me to have some time to myself. Okay?
Of course.
It's just... time to think. And not just about you, about me as well.
Yeah. Thanks, David.
Thanks for the wine. It was very nice.
Good.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh.
So?
So...
Well, you're more than welcome to stay. I've only got a few more bits and pieces to do.
Sure. I'll stay with you.
Do you want me to explain the control fork again?
No, please spare me that.
Well, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm certain.
Sid!
David.
Morning, Peggy. I'm sorry to intrude.
No, no.
Is this a good time? I need to have a word.
Yes, yes, of course. Well, please come in.
Ah, thanks.
Oh, hello, Bill. Wondered where you'd got to.
Is Jack about?
Yes, he's in the sitting room.
Ah.
We're just reading The Echo together. Oh, go on through.
Actually, Peggy, it's Jack I've come to see you about.
Oh?
Yeah, do you think there's somewhere we can talk privately?
I suppose so, but what's this about?
Don't worry, it's good news. At least that's what I hope.
I see. Well, then, you'd better come through to the kitchen. Nigel!
Huh?
Hello. What are you doing here?
Caroline.
Indulging in a bit of retail therapy.
Oh,
that's a nice shirt. You should get it.
No. I'm not shopping. I'm just killing time, really.
Right.
I bought my car in for a service.
I see. So you've got to get back then, have you?
Yes. At some point. The garage ordered the wrong parts, so now they're having the right one couriered over. And basically, I'm stuck. And Lizzie can't come and get me for another hour.
Oh, no. So you thought you'd have a wander around Underwoods, hey?
Yes.
Oliver's here somewhere. Don't suppose you've seen him, have you?
No, sorry.
He dashed off somewhere. I can't find him.
Would you look at this? Not one of these shirts is made in England.
Really?
How much fuel do you think was burnt just to get these here?
I couldn't say.
It's terrible.
Did you have a nice Valentine's Day?
No, not really.
Oh.
I mean, not horrible or anything. It's just we were both working.
Of course, yes, yes. Yes, as was I. Oh, but Shula and Alistair, they had quite a night. They were meant to be eating in the restaurant, but Alistair got called out. And instead of staying at home, Shula decided she'd go with him.
Doesn't that bother you?
Hmm?
At the distance, most things have to travel before they get to us.
Look,
the amount of damage we're doing to the planet just so we can buy two shirts for £15.
I suppose.
It makes you feel guilty about buying anything.
Caroline!
Oliver! Oh, thank goodness. I thought I'd lost you.
Nigel, nice to see you.
Hello, Oliver.
Where did you get to? I've been wandering all over the place trying to find you.
I told you to stay where you were.
What have you got in that bag?
Never you mind. Now, anything else you need to buy?
No, don't think so. Nothing I need, anyway.
Shall we head home, then?
All right.
Sorry, Nigel, but I have to get back to the farm.
Oh, actually, can we give you a lift? Nigel's having a bit of car trouble. He's stuck in town until Elizabeth can come and fetch him.
Oh, you're a friendly fella, aren't you?
Oh, Ben, what are you doing?
You're saying hello, aren't you?
I expect his bowl's empty.
Is everything okay?
Yes. Jack often gets upset like that. It's Hazel's birthday today.
Oh. It was Matthew's birthday yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's 4 now. I'll give him a ring.
Ah.
Anyway,
Yes.
Do you think that's a good idea, then?
Sid, I think it's a wonderful idea, really. I feel touched on Jack's behalf.
Ah, good.
Just explain it to me again. You're going to dedicate the pavilion at the same time as you present him with the life membership.
Yeah, that's right. We'll do it all at the cricket club dinner on the 9th.
Of March?
Yes.
I expect it's on the calendar.
And, you're sure Jack will be able to cope?
Yes, it is. Pardon?
Well, it's quite a big evening, you know. Lots of people, and Jack will be the centre of attention. I mean, if you think he'll be fine...
Oh, it is difficult.
We was just concerned.
But, well, this could be such a special evening. I wouldn't want to say no.
Fair enough. Maybe it'd be best not to surprise him with it, though.
How do you mean?
Well, on the night. I think some of the committee imagine we'd keep it a secret, but perhaps it'd be better to tell him beforehand. So he'd be prepared for it.
To be honest with you, Sid, it's hard to know how he'd react.
Right.
A surprise would be nice, obviously. And if he's having a good day, then he'd probably be fine.
Yeah, sure.
But then again...
Yeah, yeah.
I understand, Peggy.
No, but, Sid, if we tell him in advance, there's a very good chance he'll forget about it anyway.
Oh.
I'm really not sure it makes any difference.
I see. Well, in that case, maybe we should...
Why don't I tell him?
Yeah, all right, then.
At least then he might be ready for it. And it'll give him something to look forward to.
Hey. Well, whatever you think best, Peggy.
And if he does forget, he'll have the pleasure of hearing about it all over again, won't he?
It's because of the beech trees.
Beech trees?
In the park. Mike came over on Tuesday, and he told Nigel that perhaps he should think about replanting with alternative trees, with the climate warming up.
Oh, is that true?
Well, Mike seems to think so. But it sent Nigel into some kind of... well, a depression, I suppose.
He does seem very down.
I know.
At first I thought it was just to do with the hassle of the car.
No, no, no. This thing's really struck something inside him, and it's not as if there's very much I can do about it.
Well, no.
Oh, watch out, here they come. You two took your time, didn't you?
Yes, sorry.
What's that you've got there? Doesn't look much like a book to me.
No, it's a very nice bottle of Cabernet Franc. Nigel thought we might like it.
Oh, right.
And did you find the book?
Yes, Oliver's got it.
Thanks for lending it to me. I'll bring it back as soon as I've finished.
No rush.
Okay, then.
Yep.
Thanks for giving Nigel a lift home.
Oh, not at all. I think I've done rather well out of it.
We'll see you soon.
All right, then.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Right. Well, I suppose I'd better get on, if we've both got to go and get your car later.
Did you know Oliver was planning to make an unpasteurised cheese?
No, I didn't.
He's just been telling me about it. Well, that's got to be good, hmm? Something else we'll be able to buy locally.
Yes. Yes, exactly. See, not everything's worth getting depressed about.
It's hardly going to save the world, though.
Nigel.
What?
Darling, please, can't you just try to be a bit more positive? I know you're concerned.
Lizzie.
Of course you are. And that's fine. And we all should be. But, well, can't you just... oh, I don't know.
What?
Have a bit of faith.
Faith?
In humanity. I mean, there are good things happening. There's people like Oliver, and you hear about new, greener technology being developed all the time. It's not as if there's no hope at all.
I suppose.
What do you mean, you suppose?
No, you're right.
I should hope so. Otherwise, what's the point of carrying on?
It doesn't help anyone getting down in the dumps.
Exactly. We're quite an ingenious species, really. And when we're pushed to it, we normally find a solution.
That's true.
It's just going to mean us all pulling together.
We've each got to take a stand and do our bit.
Yes.
Make a sacrifice and hope that others will follow suit. Thanks for reminding me of that.
Wow, what's all this?
I thought a bit of research might be in order.
So that's where you disappeared to in Underwoods. You went to buy cheese.
Would Madame like a drop of wine?
Did you discuss this with Nigel?
Well, he thought a Cabernet Franc might get rather well. And as you can see, we have a fine selection of unpasteurised cheeses, an Emmental from Switzerland, a Gruyère, Comté from France, and a very nice single Gloucester from good old Blighty.
I say.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. Well, this all looks amazing.
Well, we didn't have much of a Valentine's Day, did we?
Mm. Mm. The wine's not bad either. Where's it from?
Argentina.
Ah, so that's why Nigel gave it to you.
I think he was just being nice. Please, I'm tugging.
I don't know where to start.
Try the Gruyère.
All right, then. By the way, who's Ed speaking to on the phone?
Oh, he's ringing around some veg producers. We're starting to run low on silage.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's aiming to find someone who can supply us with stock-feed carrots.
Oh. I always forget how sweet Gruyère is.
Mm. Grainy, too.
Mm. Well, that's very industrious of him.
Yeah.
Any particular reason why we're running low on silage?
Oh, it's not just us. Nobody made enough.
Right.
That's why we're looking for an alternative. It was the dry summer that did it.
Right.
Now, you must try the Comté. It's really quite fruity.
So it's not just Nigel's beech trees that are in trouble, then?
I can't believe you're being serious.
Lizzie, you don't need to put so much water in the kettle.
We are not selling your car, Nigel. How do you think we'd manage?
We managed when I was disqualified.
And it would mean one less car pumping CO2 into the atmosphere.
Oh, Nigel.
I'm sorry, but this is important to me.
I know, but it's a decision that affects us all.
Uncle Edmund never let anyone dissuade him from what he believed.
What?
He stuck to his ecological principles, just like I'm going to.
Well, Uncle Edmund had a private income and no children. I mean, what about Lily and Freddie? They need ferrying back and forth to school.
Well, Hayley has a car.
OK, and what happens when one of us goes shopping?
We'll schedule it.
Or to the dentist.
We'll go together.
Or the doctor's.
I can cycle.
When you're ill?
I'm not saying it'll be a doddle, but think about it, Lizzie. How many times are we both actually out of the house at the same time?
It happens.
Not if we plan ahead.
Nigel, please.
Anyway, you'll be happier.
What? Why?
Well, you liked it the last time I had to cycle everywhere. I lost my paunch. I should never have let that slide when I got my license back.
Oh, please, sweetheart,
so
think about it.
See, not only would we be helping the environment, you'd get your spelt husband back.
You're not going to let this go, are you?
No. It's going to take a little effort, but as far as I can see, the positives far outweigh the negatives.
Oh, well, could we at least come to a compromise, then? How about we try to cope with one car, but we keep both?
No.
Well, at least then, if we really get desperate...
And how my car is sitting there, fully taxed and insured?
Yeah, well, how much are you spending on it today, getting it serviced?
I admit, I should have thought about this earlier.
Oh, come on, please, just for a couple of months, just to see how we go.
No, Lizzie. No, don't you see? If we get rid of the car, then we're forced to manage with only one.
Oh, well, then you can do all the cycling.
Fine.
And if you want to go out and I need my car for something, then you'll just have to go on your bike.
Which I will.
I don't care what the weather's like.
Okay.
Fine.
But you're the one who said we all had to pull together.
Yes, but I didn't
mean... This is us doing our bit.
Nigel, where are you off to now?
The office. I'm going to place an ad on the net.
Well, what about your tea?
I'll have it later.
But I've boiled the kettle now. Think of all that power you've wasted, Nigel. Oh...
Oh, oh, oh. Easy, lass. Let me wipe you down.
Eddie?
Oh, hi, Ruth.
How are you getting on?
Oh, we're doing fine, ain't we, ladies?
Right, it's all come back to you, has it?
Like riding a bike.
Are you remembering the hygiene routine?
Yeah.
And they all seem all right. I mean, you haven't spotted any limping or...
Well, there was one.
Yeah?
But I put it down on the board. A couple of bullying too, so I've written them down as well.
OK. Well, great. You've got it all under control.
Oh, don't you worry, Ruth. I'm an old hand at this game.
No. I wanted to ask you, actually.
Oh, yeah?
I don't suppose you fancy coming in on Sunday afternoon. Pip wants to go to a theme park for her birthday.
Oh, it's her birthday, is it?
Yeah, and David thought it'd be nice if we all went on a family outing. You know, while she can still just about bear to be seen in public with us.
Good idea.
That's as long as you'd be up for it.
Oh, of course I would, don't be daft.
Thanks. Right. Well...
Yeah?
The tea's in the oven and the kids are fine. You don't need any help with anything, do you? I'm not spying on you, honestly.
I know, it is your herd.
Do you mind?
Of course not. We'll muck in together.
Adam, your mother's after you.
Sorry?
Your mother. She's been trying to get hold of you. You've not been answering your phone.
Really?
Yeah, she phoned me instead.
Oh, I couldn't have heard it. What does she want?
Well, have you remembered it's Tony's birthday due tonight?
Yes, I haven't forgotten.
So you'll be at the ball then?
That is where it's being held.
Okay, I'm only obeying instructions.
Sorry. No, I'm probably going to be there a bit early, actually. I'm meeting up with some of the cricket team.
I see, well, I'll report back then.
Sure.
Everything okay with the combine?
Yep, yeah. Any mice that were in there fled for the hills.
All right, then.
Although, Brian?
Yes?
About the combine. I was wondering, since we've got all the estate land to cover now, I thought that maybe it might make sense if we replaced it with a more efficient model.
What?
I mean, just being able to change the rotor speed from the cab would mean you wouldn't have to slow the combine down.
Adam!
And with some models, the concaves can be opened from inside too.
I can see the benefits.
I mean, this thing isn't bad, but... We're really pushing it now to cover the acreage.
Isn't that the idea, though?
Not the whole point of taking over the estate again was to work the tackle efficiently.
You can't be efficient with the wrong bit of kit.
Look,
I know it's a chunk, but in the long term it could really cut our costs.
I'm sorry, Adam, but I've got to go. Your mother's got me under the cosh, too.
I'm not after a new toy here.
No, I know.
Well, will you at least consider it?
I said so, didn't I?
No, Brian, you didn't.
Well, then, if you let me have the details. Now, I'm sorry. I'd love to chat about this, but I have to go.
Brian!
I'll see you later.
Eddie!
Oh, come on. What's the difference between a postbox and a cow's backside?
I've no idea.
I'd better find someone else to post this letter for me, then.
Very good.
The old ones are the best ones. Hey, Bert.
All right.
I've got a question for you.
Eddie, no.
We were just wondering.
Where are you off to?
Oh, I'm just going down the bull. I'm meeting Alistair and a few of the cricket team.
You should hang on for David. I think he's going too.
Oh, no. I've just seen him. He says he wants to spend the night in.
Oh.
He reckons he's been out too much, spending all that time on the tractor.
Really? I see. Well, in that case...
All right, Ruth, I might catch you Sunday when you get back.
Okay, and thanks for your help, Eddie.
No worries.
See you, Ruth.
Bye.
All right, mind, there you go.
Hang on, Bert.
I told you, I'm off down the pub.
Then jump in my wagon. I got a joke to tell you.
It's true, though.
Well, don't let anyone from Netherbourne hear you say that.
I'm telling you.
Seriously, though, the support we're getting is fantastic. We've been given some really great prizes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Lillian spoke to Matt. He's donated some kiddies' cricket bats for the children's pancake race.
Right.
And Sid's giving a couple of bottles for the raffle.
I'll have to make sure I can come down. Sounds like it should be a laugh.
Adam!
Oh, hi, Mum.
How good you are here. I couldn't see you.
Alistair.
Evening, Brian.
God. Busy tonight, isn't it?
Any sign of the birthday boy?
No, sorry. Haven't seen him, yes?
Birthday boy?
Tony.
Oh, yes. Shula got me to sign a card.
You'll be joining us when he arrives, won't you?
Yes, yes, of course. We were just discussing the pancake race on Tuesday.
You be taking part, Brian?
Oh, I don't think so. Not with his back.
Oh, dear. Getting too old to flip pancakes.
Well, it's time to hang up my frying pan.
Cricket bat?
What?
You have to flip the pancakes on a cricket bat.
Oh.
Evening all.
Eddie. Hi, Bert.
How do you?
Well, in that case, you just have to put some money in the collection. The bottle's on the bar.
Oh, right. Yes, of course. Look, can I get anyone a drink?
Yes, please, Brian. Mine's a Shire's.
What? Oh, that's very civil of you. I'll have a pint too.
Shire's, please, Brian.
Lager, please.
Right. Jenny?
I'll have a white wine spritzer, please. I'm just going to say hello to Pat Fletcher.
Okay, so that's three bitters and a lager.
Cheers, Brian.
Yeah, all right, I'll be back in a minute.
grand. New David sends his apologies. He won't be able to make it.
Okay, well, it's only an informal meeting. We do need to talk about this plaque, though. Especially if you're going in a minute, Adam.
And what's that?
A plaque for the pavilion. We need to think what to put on it. It ought to be fairly simple, just saying who Jack is and what he's done for the club.
Excuse me, I just need to...
How about the Jack Woolley Pavilion?
No!
I'll give Brian a hand.
You can't just say that.
Why not?
Well, that don't tell you nothing.
What have you got then, Shakespeare?
Brian?
Adam? Yeah, I've put some money in.
Yeah, I saw. I was wondering... Did you have a look on your desk?
What? No, I'm not being in my office.
Oh, that's a shame. I left a magazine for you. It's got the combine I was talking about in it.
Well, not tonight, Adam.
But you said you'd love to chat.
Yeah, well, some other time, eh?
Well, when?
Well, I don't know.
But the thing is, Brian, I don't think you want to talk about it at all.
What?
You're just stalling me, like you always do.
Oh, Adam, really? That's absurd.
What about the lambing there? Must be a good 2 months since you said you'd think about that. So, are we going to change to a single lambing?
Adam, just because you're always in such a rush...
No, that's not it.
Now is not the time to be making snap decisions.
And that's not what's going on either.
Going on? Going on? What do you mean? What do you think's going on?
I don't know. But there's something.
Well, you're just being paranoid.
Am I?
Yes.
So, you're not still thinking of giving up farming directly?
Oh, Adam.
I just need a bit of stability. You know, a sense that you're committed... We've won the estate contract, a new combine could really improve our output.
All right, Adam.
I just want you to give it some serious consideration.
And I will when I see Debbie next week. She has to make the decision too.
A decision I won't be party to.
Oh, for heavens.
Oh, here you are. Are you both coming through to the restaurant?
Yes, yeah.
We'll be through in a minute, Jenny.
Okay. What's happened?
Nothing, nothing.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just taking a long time to get served.
Sit when you're ready.
Here, hold on, we think I've cracked it.
Oh, well, let's hear it then.
Wait, where's that other beer, Matt?
Huh?
Eddie!
What? Oh.
Right, now then, here goes. The Jack Woolley Pavilion.
Is that it?
In honour of Jack Woolley, honorary life member of Ambridge Cricket Club.
Okay.
In recognition of his outstanding contribution to the sporting life of the village.
Right.
Of Ambridge.
Finished.
Ah, yeah. What do you reckon?
You don't think it might just be a little too long?
Too long? You'd have to extend the pavilion just to fit it on.
Well, we want people to know what it's for.
Yeah, of course.
Well, only the first bit needs to be in big type. The rest can be in small letters.
Yeah, micro-flipping-scopic.
Yeah, the thing is, Bert...
Don't you agree, Alistair?
Well, yeah, I agree. It would be nice if there was something that explained the dedication.
Well, my thoughts exactly.
But you do need to remember, engravers often charge per letter. With that many words, it could be very expensive.
Ooh, you got a point, dear. Well, I could cut a few words.
Oh, no, but...
No, I don't need it. Or the village arm.
Keep going, you can put a line through most of it.
Hey!
Eddie.
Well, you can't put all that on a plaque. It needs to be... Oh, what's the word? Short.
And he reckons he can teach me about wordcraft.
Succinct.
Listen, but perhaps we could put up something inside the pavilion, like a notice. You could write a whole tribute, then.
Yeah, we could frame your beer mat.
And on the plaque, we'll just put something simple, like...
The Jack Woolley Pavilion?
Perfect.
Are we going with that, then?
I think so, as long as the others agree.
Oh, thank God for that. Oh, look, Brian's coming with the drinks.
Ah.
I reckon I need one after that.
Got them?
Yes, yes, I can manage.
Oh, mind you don't spill one.
No.
Mm.
So, what was all that about then?
All what?
The animosity. You were both reeking of it.
No, it's nothing. Just the usual.
Huh? And that would be?
Just that I never feel he's being straight with me. Whenever we discuss anything to do with the farm, it's like he doesn't want to engage with it. I'm tired of the battle.
So what was it about this time?
I suggested we should invest in a new combine.
Oh, darling.
It's a perfectly reasonable suggestion based on efficiency savings and increased output.
Oh, all right. And what, Brian said no?
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. He doesn't say anything. He just deflects the issue. I can't help feeling he's got some other agenda he doesn't want to let me in on.
Darling, that's just silly.
Is it?
But of course it is. I mean, listen, Brian, well, he really appreciates your work. He values your opinions. And he was only saying the other day how hard he found it in the lambing shed when you were away.
Well, it's not just him, though, is it?
What?
Well, who's he flying off to see next week?
Oh, Adam.
And I wonder what new schemes they'll be cooking up together.
Well, I'm sure that whatever they discuss when Brian gets back, he'll be perfectly upfront with you about it. I mean, what's the gain by keeping you in the dark?
I've no idea. All I want is what's best for the farm.
And so does Brian.
You really don't think there's anything I should know about them? There's not some notion in his head that's affecting his thinking?
No, darling. Or if there is, I certainly don't know about it.
All right. If you say so.
Oh, honestly, Adam, you don't need to worry about the future of the farm or... Brian's trip to Hungary next week. I promise you, he's not hiding anything.
The
Archers was written by Tim Stimson and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.